Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for being here this morning. It's very important that we meet with the Department of Municipal Affairs and Provincial Affairs to go through the estimates. First of all, I'd like to announce the substitutions this morning. We have Minister Dempster for Jerry Gammon Walsh, MHA Gammon Walsh. We have Parsons. Okay, we have is that Minister Parsons? P. Parsons. Oh, okay, Minister. We have Minister Pam Parsons for MHA Stoyles, and we have MHA Jordan Brown for MHA Jim Dinn. We don't have any unaffiliated members here today, so we don't need to ask for agreement on those and time allocations. Would you guys like a break today? See how long it goes? Okay.
Just.
That's good. A reminder to witnesses and department officials, always identify yourselves when you're speaking, please, and wait for the tally light to come on. That's very important because we did have an issue in our last setting that we didn't have people weren't waiting, and then they couldn't broadcast to know who was speaking. You're reminded not to make any adjustments to your chair that you're sitting in. Unless you're sitting in mine, you can. Like, I don't really mind. And water coolers are located in the corners here. We're now going to ask committee members to introduce themselves and department officials. So we'll start on this side.
Brian Moore, District of Bavert, Green Bay.
Scott Reed, MHA St. George's Humber.
Christine Baldwin, Government Member's Office.
Lisa Dempster, Cartwright Lensclair.
Nathan Ryan, Official Opposition Office.
Jody Wall, MHA Cape St. Francis.
Jordan Brown, MHA Lever West.
Scott Fleming, Researcher, Third Party Caucus Office.
Okay. On this side here.
Judith Hearn, Deputy Minister, Municipal and Provincial Affairs.
Crystal Lynn Howell, MHA for St. Barb Lance Meadows, Minister of Municipal and Provincial Affairs.
Bonnie Steele, Departmental Controller.
Brent Hanlon, Assistant Deputy Minister, Municipal and Provincial Affairs.
Randy Sims, EA to the Minister of Municipal and Provincial Affairs.
Jacqueline Howard, Director of Communications, Municipal and Provincial Affairs.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next we have the minutes of our last meeting that we held. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by MHA Wall, second. Okay, MHA Reed. Yep. Call for a vote, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary minded, motion carried. Okay, clerk.
$1.1.01 to $1.2.04 inclusive, executive and support services.
Shall 1.1.01, 1.2.04 executive and support services carry? Okay, I'm going to ask now the minister for her opening remarks if she'd like some, and then we'll get into our questioning.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning for another lovely adventure in our estimates course. It's always important to get this stuff done. I know sometimes it's a bit thick, a bit heavy, but it's important to make sure that we are stewards of the crown. And welcome the opportunity to chat about things that are happening in municipal and provincial affairs. We have a small but mighty team all across the province, and certainly proud of the work that the department has done. And as we work through, you'll see some of the things that we've been able to focus on and some of the progress that we've been able to make. So welcome the opportunity to chat, and here we go.
I'll call on the first questioner. MHA Wall.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, Minister, I'll ask for a copy of your binder for today.
Absolutely.
Thank
yep.
you.
No problem.
Minister, can you please just a couple of general questions before we get into the line items. Could you please outline your department's approach to attrition? Any positions removed last year, and how many positions are expected to be removed this coming year?
Thank you. So our attrition targets for the previous year had been met. We had five that either retired or cashed out pensions or whatnot, and that happened over the course of the year, and the same will be true for next year. It'll just be natural whoever falls into that queue. But at this time, we are scrutinizing any and all requests that would come for staffing, and when any request comes in, we definitely determine whether or not it's a position that we want to move forward with.
Thank you. Minister, could you please provide some information about the overall staffing complement of your department? How many people, full-time, part-time, contractual?
Okay, I'm going to just turn it over to the folks here. Apparently, they got something to add about attrition.
Oh, sorry.
Waiting for Brian Hanlon's late.
Wave.
Brent Hanlon, just to clarify, our attrition targets had previously been met. We didn't have any attrition target as per attrition management last year, but we did have five people who had left the department, but those positions will be met with an attrition lens, but most likely would be filled. But just to clarify, our actual attrition target, there was no attrition target for municipal and provincial affairs last year. We had met it in previous years.
Would you care for me to repeat the question?
Sure.
Okay. With respect to your staffing complement in your department, how many are employed, full-time, part-time, contractual, or temporary?
Now, we have a total departmental staff complement of 74 positions. 58 of those are permanent, and 13 are temporary, and we have 3 contractual positions.
Thank you. Minister, how many community relocation files are currently before your department at this time?
We just concluded one, and we have one in the queue.
One. Thank you. Could you please provide us an update on the NEAR plan?
The NEAR plan is up and running. It's still in progress. As you can imagine, there's been significant turnover since that program, since that plan was initiated. But in recent weeks even, we've gone back to the current mayors that are in the positions and the councils and approached them to see what it is that they want, how they would like to pursue that matter, and stay tuned.
Okay. Minister, can you give us an update on the review of the Municipalities Act and the Municipal Elections Act?
The Municipalities Act, I have not been shy in saying that I think that is needs to be done. It is old and outdated, and we need a piece of legislation that serves the municipalities as they are today. So I am aggressively pursuing getting that act to the House of Assembly as soon as possible.
And the Municipal Elections Act?
We'll follow that.
We'll follow that.
Yeah.
Minister, any update on the Green Report recommendations for your department? Has any analysis been completed?
In relation to what specifically?
Just from the Green Report recommendations for your department, anything there that had to be analyzed out of the Green Report? Nothing?
Nothing specific. We take the considerations of the Green Report as a whole and apply them to the department, but in terms of specifics, I don't think we have anything that was particularly outlined for us.
All right, I'll get into the line items, Minister. So 1.1.01 under salaries. Last year there was 208,500 budgeted, but the revised estimate is 222,000 for the Minister's office. Can you explain why the overage occurred?
Yeah, that was a higher salary budget due to the salary increases and salary steps for departmental secretary to the Minister and the Minister's executive assistant.
Thank you. 1.2.01, executive support under salaries. 616,700 budgeted, revised estimate of 571,900. How was the savings achieved? Was there a vacant position for a period of time? Or?
Yeah, that's lower due to the delay in recruitment of a vacant position. Okay. It's our ADM secretary. Oh, and medium relations manager.
Two positions?
Yes.
Okay. 1.2.02, administrative support under salaries. The salary vote here is only $12,000, seems less than a full-time position. Can you please explain what this particular lot of funding is for?
Yeah, that's for summer student salaries.
Okay, thank you. Under employee benefits, the revised estimate for 22-23 is $30,500. Seems high considering the salary line item here is less than $6,000. Can you please explain that one?
That reflects a higher 2022-2023 workers' compensation costs associated with a former departmental staff.
Okay, thank you. Under purchase services, last year services went over budget, spending $24,900. Could you please explain why?
Yeah, that was a increase that reflected the departmental promotional costs at the municipalities NL conference.
Minister, on revenue provincial, could you please outline where the provincial revenue comes from and only why $500 of the anticipated $5,000 was received?
The revenue is a repayment of petty cash float, and the decrease reflects a lower departmental revenue from salary overpayments, prior year impress, and other miscellaneous revenue.
Minister, 1.2.03, strategic financial management. Under salaries, last year it was budgeted for $824,400. The revised estimate was $734,000 even. Savings of $90,400. Can you please outline how this was achieved?
Yeah, that decrease reflects a lower salary cost due to delays in recruitment of vacant positions, and it was partially offset by a salary increase, so that the 2% increase and a recognition bonus.
Okay, so the positions vacant were some of the ones that you mentioned earlier with respect to the breakdown of the staff in your department?
No, it was a restructuring to focus on our legislative work.
Okay, thank you. Minister, 1.2.04, under policy and strategic planning, under salaries. Could you please provide some context to the salaries line? I noted that there was 359,300 budgeted, 470,400 required for this year, and the budget is now being set at 449,100. Can you please give us some insight on that?
Sure. It's higher due to a new senior legislative advisor and an ATIP coordinator, plus the salary increases that are incurred. And then the salary budget is for the required positions of senior legislative advisor and ATIP coordinator as well.
One last one for this subheading, Minister. Grants and subsidies. Can you please outline where the $10,200 is going?
Yeah, that's for our Provincial Territorial Officials Committee, and that's a coordination of research related to local government. And all the provinces contribute to that one.
Okay. Thank you, Minister. Nothing further, Mr. Chair, for this section.
Thank you. MHA Brown.
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple questions there. Is it possible to get the data behind the decision not to go ahead with regionalization?
Yeah.
Can we get a copy of that?
It's actually online in our departmental webpage.
It is on the departmental webpage? Thank you so much. How many appeals are currently outstanding by the Regional Appeals Board And has the Urban and Rural Planning Act helped streamline the process? Have you get the results that you were expecting?
Go ahead. You can find it quicker than me.
Judith Hearn, Deputy Minister. Thank you for that question. There's currently 39 appeals outstanding. We are anticipating that once we have the roster completed, that we'll quickly be able to move through that that backlog. So, yes, we're headed in the right direction and anticipating to have the roster up and running very shortly.
Currently inside the department, has there any been work done regarding unincorporated areas and their status within the province on, you know, delivery service or anything like that?
So we've worked with unincorporated areas, local service districts, municipalities all across the province to figure out what it is that they're providing and how we can help them provide it better. And I think that's part of the plan as we move forward with our community self-assessments. If there's a way that we can get in there, a lot of the times there's not even a way to communicate with this group of people. So when we get the community self-assessments done, then we'll be able to determine what it is that unincorporated areas are conducting.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Is there any work being conducted by the is there any work being conducted to provide municipalities with more transparent and available information on how infrastructure funding is worked as per the recommendation from M&L?
So that's a question that I'd ask you to pose to Minister of Transportation as well. And we continue to work with them and have a really good working relationship with M&L and include them in most of the discussions around all the things that affect municipalities across the province.
So, yeah, that has completely been pulled from this department. Now it's all fully over to them. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Are there currently any communities that have expressed interest in relocating, even since the most recent one? Is there any more that have come forward?
No.
No. Municipalities NL have been calling for improvements to civic address in rural areas for a few years now. Has any progress made by the department to make sure that civic addresses are posted correctly?
So that's, again, part of the plan of regionalization as we move forward with our shared services and collaboration approach, hoping that that's something that communities will latch onto and make it a priority for them. We always encourage them to facilitate that as a community and as a group of community leaders because we all recognize the importance of it. And those are ongoing conversations with Department of Justice on how we can do that better in our communities.
Perfect. Thank you. How many planners are there now in the department, and how many are working on town plans that for approval?
Planning, we have in the departments in the Department of Local Governance and Planning, we have 9 permanent staff and 4 who are temporary. I think we have. I'll get Bryn to speak to the allocations.
So right now there are 3 planners and 1 planning manager. And all the planners, of course, work on municipal plans. They work on different plans at different times. So it's fair to say there are 3 planners right now in the department working on municipal plans and plan amendments.
Thank you so much. Other than the work that's done by Equal Voice and M&L, is there any work underway for supporting gender diverse people running for municipal government, but also like just any other plans to encourage people to run for municipal governments because we're seeing less and less people in these jobs? Is there any work being done by the department to encourage all groups of people to run for these kind of positions?
Always. It's certainly a piece that we want to escalate and draw awareness to. We contributed to the campaign for Equal Voice in the last year to ensure that diverse individuals and women had an opportunity to participate, working with the Make Your Mark campaign, who continue to do that type of advocacy, and we'll continue to support those efforts.
Okay, perfect. That's my last question. Thank you, Chair. All good.
Okay.
Thanks.
And no more questions on this subject. Okay, Clerk, could you recall the grouping, please?
1.1.01 to 1.2.04 inclusive, executive, and support services.
Shall 1.1.01 to 1.2.04 inclusive, executive, and support services carry?
Verbal vote, please.
Nay.
Okay.
2.1.01 to 2.3.02, inclusive, municipal support.
Okay. Start with the question.
Thank you, Chair. Minister, 2.1.01 regional support under salaries. Last year's salaries were over budget. 914,800 was budgeted. Just over $1 million was spent. Can you please explain the why?
Yep. That's an increase due to annual leave payout for a retired director plus salary increases.
Thank you. 2.1.02, municipal finance. Last year's salaries, again, were over budget. 657,500 was budgeted. 672,300 was spent. Could you please explain?
That's the same reason, the salary increases and the recognition bonus.
Thank you. 2.2.01, municipal debt servicing under grants and subsidies. Last year, 22,000 was required. Could you please outline why more money was required than anticipated?
Yeah, I'll let Bonnie speak to that one.
Bonnie Steele. That was due to an additional payment made for a prior year. So we incurred a little bit of an extra cost.
Payment for a prior year?
Yes, we didn't make a payment last year. We made it this year instead, so there would have been savings reported in the previous fiscal.
Okay.
And now we're incurring the cost now.
Thank you for the explanation. 2.2.02, municipal debt servicing under grants and subsidies. Last year was estimated $230,300 would be required, but the revised estimate was $461,600. Could you please explain why?
Bonnie Steele, that's the principal portion of the payment that we made. Again, last year there would have been savings reported, and this year we made the payment this fiscal instead of last.
Thank you. Under grants and subsidies, could you please explain why the budget decreased to $10,000?
Yep. That's an annualized change in the principal component of the debt servicing. So these are old capital works project loans that the government had agreements with the towns to pay a portion of. So this practice is no longer being conducted, as government now distributes these amounts through approved projects by our municipal infrastructure program.
Understood. Thank you. 2.2.03, municipal operating grants. We know the MLGs were increased by $3 million. Very pleased to see that, Minister, as I've said to you before. And another $3 million slated for the upcoming year. So will municipalities be allocated this funding under this current formula that was previously used, or are you going to come up with a new one?
So that's a conversation that we're having every day in our department. For this year, the allocations will be distributed under current formula, but we recognize that there are challenges with that, and moving forward into the next fiscal, it'll be something that we reconsider.
Okay. 2.2.04. Special assistance under grants and subsidies. The budget for special assistance grants is $2 million, yet last year 5.8 was required. Can you explain why?
Yeah. We had some increases this year due to funding for Hurricane Fiona disaster relief for municipalities, as well as a one-time public transition operating grant to the City of St. John's. As well, there was a payment for the Little Bay Islands relocation.
Minister, can we obtain a list of which projects receive grant, or which municipalities received grants, and the amount for each?
Absolutely.
So yep. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much. 2.2.05, community enhancement under grants and subsidies. Last year, there was $610,000 unspent. Can you please explain?
Yeah, you know, these are projects that are based on estimated costs when they come in. The variance in actual versus reported costs often leaves us with that difference, and some projects do get cancelled.
Okay. 2.2.06, provincial gas tax revenue sharing under grants and subsidies. Is there a list available of how much goes to each municipality?
Yes, there is.
And you can provide that to us?
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much. Minister, 2.3.01, under local governance and planning under salaries. Salaries went over budget, spending $853,500. Can you please explain?
Yeah. That increase reflects the higher salary costs due to staffing of required positions plus the salary steps and salary increases.
Normal progression.
Yes.
Transportation and communications. Last year, that went over budget, spending $32,200. Can you please explain?
Yeah, that was an increase because of higher board members and staff travel costs due to the increase in regional board appeal meetings. We put a push on to clear up some of the backlog.
Yep. Yeah, we discussed that. And,
yes, we did.
Yeah, that was that needed to be done, yeah, for sure. Under property and furnishings, can you please explain what was purchased to total $8,000?
Oh, that was purchased. That increase reflects required furnishings in an office chair and replacement laptops.
Under grants and subsidies, the budget here is $88,500. Last year, only $44,600 was required. Can you please outline what these grants are in support of and why only about half the budget was required for last year?
So these are decreases that are reflecting lower grants required relating to the preparation of feasibility reports for regional cooperation initiatives.
Okay. Under revenue provincial, last year, $29,500 was anticipated, $12,500 was received. Why wasn't the full amount received, and where does this particular source of revenue come from?
The decrease is a reflection of the lower cost recovery on fees and expenses related to the protected road zone amendments.
Protected road zone amendments?
Yep.
So what... can you just elaborate on that, Minister, please?
Sure, I'll let Bryn elaborate on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if people require amendments, say they want to put a cabin in a protected road zone, if they pay for the amendment to be done in order to facilitate that, so we get the revenue back as cost recovery. So the revenue line is made up of appeal board fees and those road zone amendment recoveries.
Thank you for the clarification. Soon as you said one particular word, I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Minister, question. All municipalities are required to undergo training for the Municipal Conduct Act, something that we... support. Are there any stats on how many have completed the five training modules?
There absolutely are. I don't have them with me right now.
Okay.
But there's been a significant uptake. We have, correct me if I'm wrong, Jacqueline, but I think there's some upwards of 1,000 to 1,800 participants who've taken in some capacity of the online and in-person trainings.
Okay, and we can get that.
Absolutely. If I had my House of Assembly notes,
yes,
I'd have it.
Minister, what's the deadline for all this to be completed? Do you have a hard deadline for this, for Ms. Ballas to have done it?
When the Municipal Conduct Act was discussed and put in place, we gave everybody 6 months to get their staff up-trained.
Okay.
And so far, so good. There are some communities that have requested a little longer, and we've made allowances in some circumstances.
So you're working with those going forward?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. 2.3.02, Canada Community Building Fund. Under salaries, last year there was a savings of $73,400. Can you please explain, Minister?
Yes, that decrease reflects the lower salary costs due to a vacant manager position. It was a retirement and was partially offset by salary increases.
Under professional services, last year there was a savings in professional services. $32,900 was budgeted, $17,500 was spent. And this year the budget's being increased to $44,800. So can you please give us some context to how you came to those numbers?
Excuse me. Yep. The decrease reflects lower than anticipated expenditures related to the development of the Municipal Capital Asset Management Framework. So that project is being led by TI, and we continue to contribute to that.
Thank you. Under grants and subsidies, Minister, last year there was $111 million allocated for grants, and I can only assume that this money is available under the Canada Community Building Fund for projects. But only $26 million was spent. So could you please outline why more money wasn't given out?
Yeah. This decrease reflects the lower grant payments, carryover of funds into the fiscal, like administrative costs, waste management costs, wastewater, and municipal allocations.
How much in total is allocated out of this program?
Do you have an answer for that?
So right now, there's $119 million left in the carry forward. All the municipalities have all their allocations, and there's about $45 million left in the waste management portion. So the municipalities come forward to us, and we sort of approve the projects. So it's all been allocated to municipalities, but they need to come forward with the projects. So.
And do you have a list of the projects approved under this allotment of funding?
Yes, we do.
Yep. We can get that as well.
Yep.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Chair. Okay.
MHA Brown.
Thank you. Back. Has there been any discussions in expanding the Municipal Training Financial Assistance Fund?
So the Financial Assistance Fund is under our Special Assistance Fund right now. And we haven't been turning anyone down. So if we saw the sort of demand, then we could look at a reallocation. But right now, we're sort of serving all the needs of people that come forward within the required limits.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. The training offered by the department, how long are the courses? And is there any requirement for refreshers? Or if there isn't, would the department consider making refreshers mandatory?
So the courses are offered to a council when they take office.
Yep.
So by nature, when the council changes, then so the training would change as well. You know, you'd have to do it again as a new council.
Okay.
No real requirement. We're not making that refresher mandatory. And I'll let Bryn speak to the length of the courses.
Yeah.
So the mandatory training that the department is putting off is about a day long. So we just had our last one on Saturday. Over 200 people attended that, for instance. So we're getting a really good pickup, but it is approximately a full day for all the mandatory training. But we're being really flexible with weekends, after hours, and online and in-person training. So,
all right, perfect. Thank you so much. Now that the relay program has been in place for a while and many municipality level officials have been through it, are there any areas of the Municipal Conduct Act that you might be looking at amending or improving going forward?
At this time, we haven't heard that.
Municipalities and L have stated that municipalities have often lack of human resources needs to meet their administrative, legislative, and service requirements. Is there anything new in this budget to help with those kind of emerging burdens?
That's exactly the intention of the announcement that we made last week, is that we've recognized that there are a lot of gaps in communities' capacity to do those types of things. So if communities can come together and find a way to do that as a collaborative approach, then that's something that we'd be interested in funding.
Perfect. Yep. How many special inspections has the department conducted in the last year, and does this number reflect an increase or decrease year over year?
Last year, we conducted one special investigation, and I think that's about on par with the previous years.
It's about roughly one or two a year kind
yes.
of thing. Has the department been active in finding or training more technicians to manage the water safety in rural areas, particularly those with longstanding boil water advisories?
We've certainly been working with the Department of Environment and Climate Change on that initiative. It's the funding for the regional water operators comes from our department, so we're very pleased to be supporting that and want to continue that work as they work on a regional approach for that type of planning.
Okay. Municipalities and L have called for more tools to provide municipal fiscal stability. Has the department looked in creating some opportunities for these kind of tools to be available to municipalities?
Always looking for opportunities to work with municipalities and how we can strengthen the way that they deliver services, which is largely what we're hoping to accomplish with some of our collaborative service sharing models as we move forward with that plan.
Yeah. The increase to the municipal grant this year, which is good, but that figure sat at almost $50 million in the 90s and early 2000s. So you said at $25 million, is there any chance of going back to more of a higher standard, like going back towards $50 million for the operating grants?
I think that's a reflection of some of the larger municipalities coming off the operating grant formula, and they moved into more of a multi-year capital works plan in lieu of that. But as we continue to work with municipalities and identify the things and the needs that they have, I'm always going to be able to champion that cause. And as I've said before, it's not a difficult case to make when you look at some communities. They know what to do with their cash, and they're very good stewards of their money. So it's always an open conversation.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. How many applications for the Building Age-Friendly Community Grant was received? And out of the number, how many received funding?
A lot. We had, it was like four times greater subscription than we had originally planned for. I can't tell you the exact number. We can provide a list of the approved projects. I think there was five that didn't get funding because they were outside of the scope of what this project actually was. They didn't qualify, but other than that, everybody who applied got funding.
Oh, excellent. How much was awarded last year out of the Special Assistance Program, and what were their purposes?
I can't tell you specifically how much was our budget was gone, so $2 million. But the scopes of those projects were far-reaching. Okay. We did everything from replacing screens in water filters to assisting with the Fiona relief effort from that department.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
And we can provide a list of those projects.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Mr. Which communities, community enhancement, which communities availed of the funding in the past year? How many jobs were provided and which projects were completed as a result of this?
Okay. So we have 189 approved projects. And that assisted worker, 752 workers.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Out of the Canada Building Fund, could we provide a list of the recipients of the money and the projects that were funded from this this pot of money?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Can you provide an update on the Municipal Capital Asset Management Framework and what types of projects that it was covered, and will it be bidded on by all municipalities?
So that's a project that is being led by TI.
Okay.
We're just giving our voice of reason to that one, so the Minister for TI can answer
the
progress.
Okay, I'll make sure he's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister. That was my last of my questions.
Okay. Back to MHA Wall.
Thank you, Chair. Minister, I have a few more questions.
Yeah.
With respect to 2.3.02 under Revenue Federal, could you please provide a copy of the federal-provincial agreement which covers this particular lot in the funding?
Yes, we can.
I have that forwarded as well. Thank you. And just some questions that I jotted down, Minister, from conversations,
sure.
Questions being asked. Can you please provide the number of town plans that are on your desk or on a desk that are awaiting approval for the province?
I think we can do that. Yeah.
You can get that as well.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. With respect to regionalization and municipalities in Fond du Labrador, I'm aware of your announcement, aware of how it's going forward. Do you have any time frame with respect to working with MNL on how it's going to get moved to a shared services agreement?
Yeah. So we're looking very much stepwise approach here, and I think the first step that we want to get to accomplish is the community self-assessments, and we have to work closely with MNL on that one. I think they've already expressed an interest to be part of that process. And as we look at the communities and identify the things that it is that they're doing really well, and then we can identify the service gaps, then from there we can build on that to determine what each region would need in terms of support, and then we can work on implementing those.
Okay. And how long are you going to be given these for these community self-assessments? Any time frame on those?
We haven't put a time frame on that right now, but fully recognizing, as I've said before, when you ask somebody to assess themselves, 9 times out of 10 they're going to tell you they're deadly. So we want to make sure that we have parameters in there that we can double check, and that they're measurable and realistic, and our department will work closely with all the communities to make sure those are done.
I'm glad to hear that, because a lot of communities don't have the same supports as others.
Definitely.
When you're looking internally.
Yeah.
And it's quite important to do so. So yeah. Thank you for that. Minister, will there be any further consultation in advance of the new Municipalities Act coming out? Any other outreach you're going to go to the municipalities with?
I need that to go yesterday. So that is locked and ready to go. It's just a heavy legislative agenda this session. So.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Minister, with respect to the regional appeals, you said that there's 39 outstanding, when I jotted down my notes earlier. So just two questions from that. The average length of time to finalise an appeal once it comes to the board?
I'll let Bryn speak to that.
Yeah. Bryn Hanlon, yes. Yeah, so the backlog right now is in Eastern. So Central, Western, and Labrador, they're going, there is sort of a delay, but normally it's just until the next meeting, like a month or two down the road. But Eastern, unfortunately, there is a bit of a backlog, and right now it can take up to a year to hear an appeal in Eastern. Of course, if there's some emergent issue that comes in, we can deal with it sooner. But just because of the backlog, and that's sort of why we went with the new method, because yes, we're hoping to be able to get through all that backlog shortly.
Okay. And Minister and I did discuss that exact reason. Just wondered if I had a length of time, but I appreciate the answer. And Minister, the average cost per appeal, I know it all depends what's coming to the board in the appeal, but do you have an average cost on it?
Do we have an average cost?
The board, the cost for a full day is around $450 plus travel, and it depended on how long the appeal, like normally an appeal can be heard in a day. So you're looking at the cost of the board and if there's travel required, so it can be, in that sort of range.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. And Minister, I just have one final question with respect to the Fiona relief. Any outstanding payments that from your department that got to be made, or Rusty, do you have a time frame on what's outstanding from your department with respect to Fiona?
Not particularly a time frame. We've worked with the communities to determine what it is that they need it done and to get their funding to them as quickly as possible. And if moving forward there is something that comes up, then we'll certainly be able to look at it and address it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. No more questions. Clerk, could you recall the section, please?
2.1.01 to 2.3.02 inclusive municipal support.
Shall 2.1.01 to 2.3.02 inclusive municipal support. Shall that carry?
All in favor?
Okay. Energetic bunch of support. All right. Okay. Clerk? Shall I? I didn't hear told. Okay. All right. We're having a little argument.
Sorting out the details.
This is a spat. shall the total carry?
Okay.
Shall I report the Department of Municipal and Provincial Affairs estimates? Vote. Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next meeting will be May 3rd at 5:30 to consider the estimates of the Department of Education. I'll ask the minister if she would like to make any final statements.
Just thank everybody for their time this morning and for the attention to the department. Again, want to say thank you to the staff in the Department of Municipal and Provincial Affairs and all across the island. They do an incredible job of supporting communities. And there's a lot of day-to-day things that people don't often see, but they get down in the weeds and they're there to support communities and help them sort out what it is that's bothering them on the daily. So thank you very much to staff. Thank you to the Dream Team over here that keep things running smoothly and keep me from getting in trouble. And thank you to our colleagues across the way who always bring up important issues and continue to advocate for their communities and advance the work that municipalities and LSDs and unincorporated areas are able to do.
Would you like to MHA Wall.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the answers to the questions, Minister, from your staff, and a shout out to your staff, because I've said it over the years, you're only as good as those around you.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate the work that your staff do as well for the benefit of municipalities, and I appreciate the time here this morning. Thank you.
MHA Brown.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thanks for this. And I want to thank the Minister and her staff as well for coming down early this morning and doing estimates. And it's a bit of an early morning and a rocky start, but we got it done. And I really appreciate all the work that yourself, your staff, and all the people in the department do. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll now ask for someone to move the motion to adjourn, please.
Okay, like they're all awake now.
Pick anybody. Minister Parsons. Motion to adjourn is moved by Minister Parsons. All those in favor?
Nay.
Okay, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.